listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
All right, I'm in the live stream on the last half of my afternoon commute. It is April the 28th, year of our Lord 2020. I'm in the live stream with Benoit. I only have about 10, 15 minutes left on my commute, Benoit, so I'll just say hi.
Okay, so we'll do the best of them. The best with them, I'm sorry.
I've been spending almost all day listening to a pretty good audio on the germ theory from the late 80s, early 90s. And I'm going to be releasing it tonight on Master Fake Theater. It seems like it meets my criteria for Master Fake Theater. And the first couple of episodes or so talk about Pasteur and Bechamp. And the last couple episodes that I have mashed all into one big four-hour audio, they talk about a little disease called AIDS and HIV. And you will be blown away by the parallels between AIDS, HIV, and also one similarity, in addition to the parallel, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the number one man when it came to AIDS back in the late 70s and early 80s. And I know that's before you were born, but you will be stunned by how the AIDS was rolled out in the world. And the similarities with Corona are stunning.
Yes, what I know about AIDS, the similarity between AIDS and Corona, is that very recently on French TV, the Professor Montagnier, which was one of the discoverers of AIDS, a Nobel Prize winner, if I'm correct, he declared that COVID-19 had some strange similarities with AIDS virus. So his theory was that AIDS, the COVID-19 virus, which of course does not exist, had some similarity with AIDS. So basically, this guy is pushing the two same hoaxes. You know, he's part of the two hoaxes, COVID-19 and AIDS also.
Yes, well, the similarities are that they are psychological operations. The AIDS was a description they applied and gave to anybody who had a list of 25 different immune deficiency diseases, and the list is long, but mostly it was relegated to drug users and people that were had bad malnutrition, people that were basically beating up their bodies to a point where their bodies could not really sustain life. So they also had one other thing I'd like to point out, that if you walked in and you were a homosexual in San Francisco with an earring and marks on your arms and you were feeling very poorly, the doctor said, looks like you've got AIDS. And then they didn't even bother doing the test for HIV, which is what they say that was the cause of AIDS. And they called it a presumptive case of HIV. The word presumptive, we are hearing that word constantly, at least we were a couple weeks ago, with the COVID. Presumptive, which means we presume you have it. Yes. And they were labeling all those cases of men mostly that were sick as AIDS. They all were written down as AIDS and HIV.
Yes, and
exactly the same scam.
Yes, and once you start to take the anti-HIV medication, you are basically on the brink of dying. So, of course, you look like you get AIDS. But that's the medication that gets you the most sick of it, you know. It's not even the disease itself, or the supposed disease.
But the point is, it's the exact same movie that we saw 20, 30 or 40 years ago. Now, nobody your age is going to remember that movie. You weren't in it. We were in it. I remember because I was in my teens, and I was just getting ready to meet girls and do what comes natural. But AIDS put the fear of God in me, and it completely derailed all my plans because I didn't want to die. Because that basically was the, that was basically what you were told. You would die. There was no vaccine, no cure. You just got really sick, and then they killed you with the medication. They did. They finished you off with the medication.
Yes, the first time I was I came across AIDS was that when I was a kid, my brother, well, my older brother, was into American basketball, and he was a Sporting Michael Jordan, so I had to pick another player. I picked Magic Johnson. And unfortunately, when I was 8 or 10 years old, Magic Johnson announced that he had HIV. So my parents had to explain me basically what it was. And I remember that they said that he was about to die, but he never died in the end.
Yes. Well, it just goes to show you, with these psychological operations, they use the same formula. They just use different characteristics. They use different, slightly, they just vary it up. They change it up a bit. Now we have a lot of technology, which makes it a little bit different. But the basic formula is the same. The whole PSYOP is based on a lie. One lie. But as the PSYOP moves on from, yes.
Which is scary because the AIDS hoax is still going on. So if it is the same for COVID-19, we are about to be living with it for 40 years.
But like 9/11, nobody under 30 is familiar with AIDS in a way someone who is over 30 or 40 would understand because we were in it. Did we make good notes? Did we do a lot of websites? Did we do audio chats? No. There are people that wrote about it. But nobody reads anymore, so this information is only there if you choose to look for it. And that's why I'm going to create, that's why I'm going to bring on Master Fake Theater from the 80s and 90s, because the story then is the story now. And it's so relevant, and everyone needs to listen to it. This is the only thing that people should be talking about. What are viruses? What are microenzymes? What are the basic building blocks of a cell, and how is the story being manipulated for hundreds of years now, and we're just getting the 2020 edition today, which, like you said, will carry us forward until 2030, 2040, 2050, for anyone that plans on sticking around for that long to watch it play out.
Yes, yes. And in a little bit more than 10 days, school is resuming in Switzerland. And I saw today also that they want people to use masks in public transportation, and that is going to be mandatory in France.
Yeah, well, they want a lot of things. And,
yes.
And the playbook is the same in North America. Europe is slightly different, I guess. But North America, every single governor, every single premier is bowing down to their public chief medical officer, which is an unelected, completely WHO-controlled medical official that is literally calling the shots from Geneva, from the WHO, and every single politician, elected politician, is wiping out all the rules with an emergency measure to cancel all legislations, all constitutions in favor of this completely phony science.
Yes, it's a medical dictatorship.
That is the difference.
Yes, it's a medical dictatorship. It's the same as having someone in a battle dress telling you what is going to happen for the next few weeks. But it's a medical personnel that is telling you that.
Yes, it's a medical dictatorship, that's right. And the dictators are the WHO, Bill Gates, and their soldiers are the medical officers, the public medical officers, They have a network throughout the world. Almost nobody has heard of these people, but now they're all celebrities in every country, every province, every state.
Yes. We got our own. And I will publish it on the live stream show notes, the profile of that guy. But we are, we in Switzerland are our guy for that specific matter. And the story is so that the guy is supposed to be retired, but he still stay on because it's a crisis, so he's kind of an hero and everything. He's on every briefing, speaking more than everybody else. So that's it. It's kind of, if you have to come from a different country and know absolutely nothing about Switzerland and don't speak the language, you might believe that this guy is the president in the end.
Yeah. Well, he's the most important person, the most powerful person in Switzerland right now.
Yes, he is. He is our president for the time being.
He's your unelected president who knows no constitution. He does not have to make his laws conform to any Bill of Rights or master law of a country. It's fantastic.
Yes. Emergency power forever.
Yeah, well, forever extended. They always just extend it like a bad movie. It just keeps going on. It doesn't end. And this one is not ending anytime soon. And the destruction of the economy is all I care about. And,
yes, but for the common folks, the preoccupation are a bit different at the moment. Today I saw a video of about 100 cars that were waiting to go to McDonald's because McDonald's driving just opened up today.
You mean in Switzerland?
Yes, and there were 100 cars. That's really far from where I am right now, waiting to order food and everything. So I think that people are not that worried in the end.
All our big corporation restaurants, they've been open. They've all got, most of them have drive-thrus. The ones that are successful have always had drive-thrus because they know people are too lazy to get out of their cars. But the other ones that bring it out to your car, like a drive-up, not a drive-thru from the 50s.
Yes,
so all the big ones are open. Bro. Yeah.
It's different in North America because the driving is more in the culture. It's fairly recent here, so people are really enjoying it.
So they're enjoying not getting out of their cars.
Yes.
And getting them. but they've been open here the whole time. They never closed, but all the small restaurants have been closed.
Which is funny because it's quite the opposite here. All the smaller restaurants managed to stay open, and the big corporation, they had to bow down to the consumer association and the worker union.
Mm. Anyway, so that's what I've been working on, Master Fake Theater. Afternoon commute is... Yes, go ahead.
Since the audio is fairly old, I hope that the quality is not too bad.
Well, it's not the greatest, but I can still understand it. I can hear it. I might see if I can find a better quality, but as long as I get the message out, that's the important part. I can understand it. It's not the best, but it's good enough. I've tried to boost it and whatnot, and I think you get the message. But I'll be putting that out hopefully tonight.
But it will be like listening to the radio all over again. It will be a nice trip down memory lane.
Yeah, I never heard it before, so I've never heard it. I didn't listen to alternate radio in the 80s. I didn't even know it existed, to be honest with you. So.
Yes, I've been listening to Coast to Coast, but the thing is that it was difficult to find for a while. So I think that it's one of the oldest, if I'm correct.
Say that one more time.
I say I have been listening to Coast to Coast AM from a fairly long amount of time, but it was difficult to find them at one point. But I think that this one is one of the oldest, Coast to Coast AM.
Yes, it's been going on a long time, but this one I found through Bill Cooper, which was from the 80s into the 90s, I believe. So I'm sure you've listened to Bill Cooper.
Yes, I have been reading his book on PDF. And apart from the whole extraterrestrial story that he kind of backtracked from in the end, it's a good book. It's interesting. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I lost you there.
Okay, we'll talk later. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you very much. So that has been a very, very short Fakeologist audio chat, but who knows, someone might pop up later and contribute to make it a bit longer. If it's not the case, that has been a very short but interesting discussion, and I cannot wait to listen to the entirety of it. Have a nice day, everyone. Bye.
Oh, in the live stream chat, I understand. Or there's a live stream chat going on, but App is not commuting anymore, I think. I don't know. I don't know what he and Benoit talked about in the last minutes, but we are just having an interesting discussion, I would say, on the Discord, and it's good to share that with the listeners. Stop watching news, you motherfuckers! You're completely moron if you do that. If you know that it's poison, and you're putting it still into yourself at this day, you're an utter moron. It's poison. There is no, oh, but I'm awake, so I can deal with it. No, of course not. It's the same poison you're putting into your brain, you motherfucker. Fakeology 2.0, please. Stop watching news. Stop consuming alcohol. And use the lessons of what we learned here for your own life. For the betterment of your own life. Listen to Marcus Allen, at least on this point, he has mentioned this before, and listen to IMI Radio. Stop watching news in any way whatsoever. No headlines, no, oh, but I read, every day I read something on the internet. Yeah, then you're putting poison into yourself. It's spiritual suicide. We know enough. There is no, oh, I need to be more. No, it's an addiction. Get these addictions out of you. It's ridiculous. You cannot logically oppose the media and still consume it. Then you're an utter moron. Fakeology 2.0, that is the way forward. And not keeping putting shit into yourself. Why do you do that? That is complete and utter stupidity. Really. I cannot even understand these people. They are utter morons. Oh, let's look at another EGI character. Yeah, that's programming you. The same way, it doesn't matter how you look at it. Or as Willows said it well, it doesn't matter what lens you look at things. You get the same shit. Stop it. Don't watch any news. Detach from it. Deprogram. Focus on your own life. What you can do to learn and help others doing the same. You cannot logically talk to a normie and saying that the news is bad by watching it yourself.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
You don't have free will. You have the appearance of free will.
Well, you have a lot of free will if you use it for years and years and years as a drug addict. Just putting shit into yourself, sickening yourself. You have already one example of a guy who suicided himself. So, what is happening or what is not happening, but what are the implications of things? That is because you're putting shit into yourself. Don't do that. Go outside, document what's happening, be your own media. That's fine. That's no worries. That's just living your normal life and documenting it. That's helping. It's not helping sharing the same poisons. Be so aware. Truth seekers should know that it's poison. It's complete and utter stupidity. Get it out of you. Get it out of your head. It's incredible. I cannot understand these people. These people are, they're asleep. And they're more asleep than normies. Because they should know better. Why do you think normies don't wake up when you talk to them? Because they see that in you. If you consume media, and you tell them, hey, the media is bad, the media lies, then they think, they may not express it, but they think that. Or they have it in the back of their head, or it is somewhere in their system. Because there is logic in people, they will think, yeah, what the fuck are you telling me? You're doing the same thing. Yes, you are. And it doesn't matter. Oh, but I'm awake and I look at it from a different perspective. That doesn't matter. You get put the same shit into you. Stop it. Focus on the things you can do. Fakeology 2.0. How we can help each other work outside of the system. Be your own media. That is the solution. This is absolutely crazy. It's crazy. You're crazy if you still consume media. You're completely crazy. You cannot be logically on a media fakery site and still consume media. You're completely illogical. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So if you listen to this, join IMI Radio to talk about other things in life, better things, more positive things, more valuable things, more useful things for your own life. How you can improve your life. We're in a war and sitting at home or wherever you are from whatever device you have, TV, laptop, desktop, smartphone, tablet, doesn't matter. You're still consuming media. You're a moron. Stop it. It's easy to stop being a moron. Just stop your addiction. Same with alcohol. Stop consuming alcohol regularly and in large quantities. A beer once a month or so, one beer, two beers, that's fine. It's not hurting you too much. It would be even best if you stop that completely as well, but you get completely detoxed. Deprogram, detach, detox. Agenda 2020 was there in 2019. I know nobody read it, nobody listens to it, nobody cares because it's coming from me and people are having a problem with me, whatever. Another fallacy, another bullshit position. Luckily, App understood what I said, at least that I did it. I don't know if he really understood it. Apparently not, because he still has a media fakery site where he shares media stories. So, no, he didn't learn either. Same problem. Stop it. Get it out of your system. Detox from these poisons. If not, you will probably be someday the next Chris Kendall. And I don't want that to happen. I didn't want that to happen to Chris Kendall. And I don't want it to happen to you either. And you don't want that to happen to you either. So better stop it now. Now you still can. Or keep going on and keep playing the moral higher ground that, oh, but I'm awake. No, you're not. You're fucking asleep. Wake up and detox, detach, and deprogram. Thank you for listening, everybody. Fakeologist.com. And my name is Gaia. And yes, it may be controversial what you hear, but it's not controversial at all. This is the most basic logical thing to do. Stop putting poisons into you. Mental, spiritual poisons, and real poisons like alcohol. Bye-bye, everybody. That's all, folks.